In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. May the heavenly banquet with which we have been nourished make us holy, O Lord. May it be an atonement for all our sins and make us worthy of the heavenly promises. This is what we ask our Lord in the post-communion prayer. Today in the Gospel, our Lord explained to the crowd watching that what goes into the mouth does not defile a man, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles a man. This is in response to his apparent breaking of the old traditions of men, which concerned laws around eating and drinking. In doing so, Jesus did not actually break this tradition, but fulfilled its true intent. The many laws, and especially dietary laws, contained in the book of Leviticus were not promulgated merely for the purpose of legislating over every little thing. These precise prescriptions served to underscore to the Israelites that God is a being that surpassed them in understanding and holiness. "I am who am," said God to Moses at the burning bush. In response to this transcendent holiness, in response to God who is holiness and the source of all holiness, the book of Leviticus seeks to purify the intention of the Israelites in their lives and in their sacrifices. A holy God requires a holy religion, holy sacrifices, and a holy life. The care with which the Israelites were being asked to perform the exterior things of God and for God was the care and devotion God asked of them when approaching him. We simply do not give lip service, however. Just as we may be hurt when we find that someone is being nice to us without really meaning it, God also wants us to be sincere on the inside as well as on the outside, in heart as well in action. He lamented through the mouth of the prophet Isaiah, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain do they worship me, teaching us doctrine, the precepts of men." Thus, if the traditions of men recounted the ritual purification of hands when taking food, it is because God wished for there to be purification of the heart, deep down. In the light of this purity of heart, Jesus reminds the Jews that purity from what foods they ate and how they ate them was only secondary and fulfilled by the first. But what if there was a food which, when eaten, would not defile a man, but even render him clean and pure? There is indeed such a food, and it is the Holy Eucharist. When we are nourished by the Eucharist from the heavenly banquet, as says the words of the post-communion prayer, we indeed receive Jesus, source of grace and all holiness. Many of us have the grace to receive him often, if not every day, at daily Mass. Let us then pray in union with the Church, so that each and every communion we make will indeed not defile us, but to augment our holiness and sanctifying grace. And may they indeed grant us strength in this Lent to stand firm in our resolutions and fight our bad habits and sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.